there. My name's Daniela. We are part of a CA group from Argentina. We have been talking about serendipitous experiences that have happened to us, and we would like to share them with all of you.
My name is Noelia, and I'm going to talk about a serendipitous event that started in me a mixture of feelings. The thing is that my aunt and uncle decided to leave Argentina and move to the USA in order to change their lifestyle and try to live better overnight. They had been having economic problems they couldn't solve, so this was the only chance they found to survive. The most terrible effect it had on me was that my cousins, who were like my siblings, had to go with them. It was a pretty traumatic event for me, and I remember going to many psychological sessions because it was really hard to get used to the fact that the only contact I'd have with them was going to be through a telephone. But with the passing of time and the support I found in my friends, I managed to handle it, and the pleasant side of this negative experience was my 15th birthday present. My aunt called me saying that she had bought me the ticket to travel, so in July 2003, me and my mom met them after almost 2 years, and it was wonderful. I never forget that moment when I hugged and cried because we were elated of meeting again. I noticed they are much better than they used to be here, and that they are happy despite the distance. And also, I had the opportunity to go around California, and this was great.
Hello, I'm Juan Ignacio, and my serendipitous experience is the following. I went to a bar with my best friend, and we met two girls. They rapidly became our best friends. Manuel, my best friend, told me that he was falling in love with one, Maria, and I told him that I liked the other one. So we agreed that it was a great idea that I became best friend with Maria and he had to do the same with the other in order to help each other. After several weeks of doing this, one day Manuel came to me and nervously told me that during the period of time while he was trying to persuade Mel that I was a good option, he started to feel something for her. "Will you ever forgive me?" he asked me. And I, laughing, answered him, "Don't worry, the same thing happened to me." So, by accident, I fell in love with an amazing girl. The most amusing thing about this was that my friend was angry with me, like I had betrayed him.
Hi, my name is Julieta, and I'm going to tell you about my serendipitous experience. My story begins 4 years ago when I went to Italy with my secondary school. While we were visiting the capital city of the country, Rome, we went to Vaticano, the most important place for Catholicism. There, we visited the Vaticano's museum, some art galleries, and of course, St. Peter's Church. I swear that I have never seen such a magnificent church like that one. It's amazing. I spent 2 hours going around the whole place and I just can't forget what I had seen. The majority of the objects that composed the church were made of gold. The ceiling, the columns, some chairs, almost everything. There, standing in the middle of the St. Peter's Church, I found myself discovering things about my religion that I had never thought they could be true. The luxury just left me astonished. I felt disappointed and really sad. After my visit, I changed my view, and my thoughts about religion were in the same. Although nowadays I don't go to church anymore, I still believe in God.
Well, my experience happened in Italy as well. During Rag Week, that is sort of like a winter break, I decided to go on my own to Venice. I found myself going around the main square and visiting all the wonderful marvelous places that were around there. And one day I just decided to, you know, go to the main square and have a coffee. I don't know whether if it is amusement or astonishment or I don't know. But the thing is that in the middle of that square was my Argentinian cousin with his best friend. I didn't actually knew that they were going to be there. So I just like stand there and wondered what my cousin was doing in Italy, what my cousin was doing in Venice. Yeah? And well, we end up, you know, laughing at the fact that we were both there and we actually didn't know that we were going to be there. So anyway, we just like wander around Venice all day and just have a laugh.
Your name, please.
Oh, Alice.